The Tether story landed at 470 points with 185 comments, which made it one of the most discussed items on the front page this weekend. The project, built by Zach Bartle, enables iMessage and SMS on Linux through a relay system that keeps the iPhone as the message hub. The Linux app connects to the phone over a local network or via a relay server, and messages flow bidirectionally. You read and send iMessages from your Linux machine. The phone handles the Apple authentication dance.
The technical approach is clever because it sidesteps the hardest problem in any iMessage on other platforms project, which is Apple's proprietary authentication protocol. Beeper, the cross-platform messaging app, went through a prolonged battle with Apple last year trying to reverse engineer iMessage for Android. Apple kept breaking it, Beeper kept patching it, until eventually the economics of maintaining a moving target against an actively hostile adversary became untenable. Tether doesn't try to replace the phone. The phone remains the authenticated endpoint. Linux just gets a window into what the phone sees.
The HN comments were split between people excited about the practical utility and people raising valid questions about reliability and the relay architecture's security model. If you're routing your messages through a third-party relay server, even one you self-host, you're introducing a new point of failure and potential interception. The author has documentation on self-hosting the relay, which addresses some of the trust concerns, but it adds operational overhead that not everyone wants.
There's also the fundamental fragility that comes with relying on a system designed to break this kind of access. Apple has strong incentives to keep iMessage on Apple hardware. It's one of the stickiest features that keeps iPhone users from switching to Android. If Tether becomes popular enough to register on Apple's radar, they have the technical ability to make the phone-side relay mechanism stop working. That's not a criticism of the project, it's just the reality of building on top of a platform controlled by someone with different interests.
That everyone should build their own network stack, post connects to Tether in an interesting way. The post is about DN42, a decentralized network that simulates the real internet, where you can set up your own BGP router, allocate address space, and run your own autonomous system. The author's argument is that actually building the infrastructure is the best way to understand it. Not reading about BGP, not running simulations, but actually configuring a router that participates in a real, if hobbyist, network.
This is a recurring theme on Hacker News that I find genuinely compelling from a learning standpoint. The argument is that the abstractions we use to teach networking, the OSI model, the protocol stacks, the diagrams, are useful but lossy. You don't understand TCP congestion control until you've watched a retransmission storm on a real network you're responsible for. You don't understand BGP route propagation until you've fat-fingered an SPath and watched your routes disappear.
The small-scale Sparklines project, Spark, the tool that renders Sparklines directly in your terminal, is in this same spirit of owning your tools. It's a tiny shell utility that takes a sequence of numbers and renders a miniature bar chart using Unicode block characters. Zero dependencies, works anywhere. The HN comments, while sparse at only two, appreciated the focus. It does one thing and does it well. In an era of increasingly bloated development toolchains, there's genuine aesthetic appeal in a tool that's 50 lines and does something genuinely useful.
The SQLite as a document database piece, a 2020 post that's resurging on HN, speaks to a similar instinct. SQLite added JSON-1 support in 2015, and the post explores using SQLite's JSON functions to store and query semi-structured data in a way that competes with MongoDB for many use cases. The resurgence in 2026 probably reflects the continued growth of the use-boring technology philosophy. SQLite is now the most widely deployed database engine on Earth, embedded in billions of devices. Using it for document storage removes an entire infrastructure dependency.
And JupHider GIS 0.16, which the core JupHider team released this week, extends that document-native philosophy to geographic information systems. The new release introduces a grammar of graphics for maps, think ggplot2, but for geospatial data, inside JupHider notebooks, plus collaborative story maps that multiple users can edit simultaneously. For researchers doing spatial analysis, having this tightly integrated with the JupHider ecosystem removes friction that previously required switching between different specialized GIS tools.